With ongoing concern over the latest COVID-19 surge, the Cabinet Subcommittee on Health is due to meet later today. No new restrictions are expected, although medical organisations and healthcare unions are calling on the government to take steps to address the situation. In a moment, we'll hear from the General Secretary of the Irish Nurses and Midwives Organisation, Finlay Hay. But first, Minister for Health Stephen Donnelly was asked about the situation and what the government is doing in the Dáil this morning by Sinn Féin health spokesperson David Cullinan.
Can I ask, what's the current position in relation to mandatory mask wearing and other public health measures? Because I think it's really important for you to update this House on what advice you've got from the Chief Medical Officer. Can I also ask, will you attend the next meeting of the Emergency Department Task Force? And will the CMO attend the next meeting? Minister, is there any advice coming from the CMO to return to the legal mandate for mask wearing or any other additional public health measures?
There is no advice coming to me at the moment in terms of the reimposition of any measures for various reasons. One, this sublineage BA2, which is about 95% of cases right now, being so contagious that actually using population-based measures to push the curve down would require some very serious measures indeed. The advice remains masks, as we've just discussed. Secondly, if people are symptomatic, to stay at home. And thirdly, and critically, to get vaccinated or to get boosted. Of the 1,610 people in hospital right now with COVID, less than half of them are fully protected, fully boosted.
Minister for Health Stephen Donnelly. The president of the Irish Association of Emergency Medicine, Dr. Fergal Hickey, says that the healthcare system is not coping with the current COVID surge and steps must be taken to flatten the curve. However, speaking on Today with Claire Byrne, the Taoiseach said the government was following public health advice.
The view is from public health, by the way, that this variant is so transmissible that it's almost impossible to stop transmission in relation to it.
Masks or no masks. You know, they're saying masks don't work on this
people
variant.
People wear masks, they take masks off and so on. Hopefully, and it's a bit early yet, I acknowledge that we're seeing some positive signals in terms of this wave of this particular variant.
Some positive signals. Let's talk now to the General Secretary of the Irish Nurses and Midwives Organisation, Finlay Hay. Good afternoon, Finlay Hay, and welcome to the programme. The Taoiseach says it's almost impossible, according to the advice they're getting, to stop transmission of this particular variant. Do you accept that?
Well, if that's the medical advice they're getting, we don't believe that that should automatically lead to no action being taken. So, almost impossible. It's something that we meet every day when we deal with healthcare emergencies. But we deal with what we have in front of us and we try and mitigate every risk as much as we can. So we try and do as little harm as we can. That should be our absolute objective. And in this case, we know, and the government are right in saying to people, mask wearing does work. And therefore, even if a small portion of what is now being transmitted is prevented by wearing masks, they should do it.
Short, though, of a mask mandate, would you like to see, and could it be make a difference, stronger public health advice, a clearer message?
I think obviously we don't make these decisions, these public health decisions, but I think the important point here is that we deal with the consequences when they're not made. And nurses and doctors working in emergency departments and in hospitals coming together and saying, this is really high risk stuff now. We're dealing with unprecedented numbers and it is really dangerous and we're not able to provide safe care. That should be extraordinarily, that should be a mandate for extraordinary measures such as an immediate cessation of all elective admissions and day cases. So if the government are not going to make policy changes, well, then they have to tell those that work in the health services what they will do to make sure they can cope with what they are facing. Because the current numbers on trolleys for the month of March, for example, we've never seen the likes of it. There's extraordinary long waits and people getting unwell while waiting to be seen. And that's not the fault of those that are working in these departments, but it certainly isn't appropriate and is not the right thing to expect when you attend an emergency department so sick that you need that particular medical attention.
We've seen, it would seem, some stabilisation of COVID numbers in hospital. Do you see evidence that this particular wave may be close to peaking?
I think what prompted a lot of debate at the ED task force earlier was the modelling that the HSE have themselves done. And they do not believe that we're near the peak of the wave. And that was part of the reason that the ED task force took it upon itself to make representations to the minister and to the chief medical officer in the context of, we have a bit to go yet on this, and we're not coping now, so that's going to get worse. And unfortunately, we see, like, for example, on the 1st of March, we were dealing with 616 admissions with COVID, and now it's 1,506 as of yesterday. Mm. So these are significant numbers. We have significant overcrowding, so we have really poor environments of care with cross-infection, with an airborne infection such as this. And the Taoiseach is right, it's very infectious. So therefore, the last thing we should be doing is nursing people and trying to provide care to people in severely overcrowded areas.
The government says that its current approach is determined by public health advice. Do you think that advice should be released? Should it be published? Should we see what that advice is?
Absolutely. And we wrote to the minister on the 18th of February prior to the decision being made, asking him to be very cautious about masks, particularly masks, because they're a simple enough initiative. They're not very expensive. And, you know, they're not like, you know, making changes to people's travel or work arrangements. Mm. So we felt that prior to the decision being made that we should write. So we did do that. We wrote to Dr. Tony Holohan on the 24th of March. And again, we met the minister, our ED nurses as a group met him, made representations on these issues. And we have written again last evening in conjunction and together with our medical colleagues in these departments, making the same points over and over again. So I suppose all we're doing is we're making it very clear that there are consequences to these decisions, and the consequences are affecting patients.
Phil Nihay,
and they're affecting staff.
Phil Nihay from the Nurses and Midwives Organisation. Thanks for talking to us.